Fed up of flawed robes, driven to distraction and drowning with doom boxes? Tired of living in chaos? Welcome to Decluttering Untangled, how to declutter when you're overwhelmed, ADHD or autistic. I'm going to help you uncover the secrets to decluttering, no matter what hurdles you face. You'll discover how to declutter, de-stress and transform your world. I'm Heather Tingle, reformed hoarder, neurodivergent declutter queen and your guide through the maze of mess. Let's get untangled. Welcome to another episode of Decluttering Untangled. Now, before I start, I just want to say thank you so much to those of you that have messaged me and said these podcasts are helping you. I am just me. I'm an individual, not a big company. And it means so much to know that what I'm saying is helping you. So please do continue to email me, DM me on Instagram, or pop a post in my Facebook community to let me know how it's helped. Because I am this shallow, it really does make my day. So thank you. Anyway, today I want to talk to you about gifts, those things that we should be so grateful for and are usually excited to receive, but it can cause us tons of stress when we already have a full house. So often when I go to clients' homes, I come across gifts that haven't been opened, or if they have, they've just been kept in their gift bag and become part of a massive doom pile. And this used to happen to me. So, you know, things like, this is really a bad example. So Easter eggs not eaten until like after Christmas. Now, you know, I like chocolate, but there's only so much I can eat. So don't judge me for that one. Toiletry gift sets, not opened, got dusty in a bedroom. Well, they're never going to be used in a bedroom because they should be in a bathroom. Not being used for years, just got gone off, ended up in a big pile. And then because they're too old, couldn't give them away. And items that weren't quite me, but I felt I had to keep them. So let's face it, guilt plays a big part in this whole problematic scenario. And I want you to really think about this, because as part of being neurodivergent, or, you know, living this life full of clutter, it's almost like we're pre-programmed to feel shame and guilt and wanting to be people pleasers. Now, I have to say, I've never really enjoyed birthdays and Christmas. They've always pretty much been a bit of a letdown. And don't get me wrong, like, I've had lovely birthdays, but I think there's such a big hype, and I think it's the same with things like New Year as well. There's such a hype, and it's almost like you've got to fake immense amount of happiness about it. Like, it's another day. And maybe that's my autistic brain, in that I'm pretty much very analytical over it. But I think part of it is the whole receiving of presents, and we don't know what we're going to get, and we're kind of programmed into feeling really grateful for them. We've got to practice our, oh, this is great face when we open our presents, while secretly thinking, I don't like this thing, or I've got a ton of these already, or it's great, but I don't know where I'm going to put it. So I think you've got to remove the guilt of letting go of gifts. So items that aren't you, that don't fit into your life, that you know you're never going to use, you need to let go. The act of love was them buying you something in the first place, taking time out of their day to think of you. It wasn't in the practical, physical gift. They just bought that item because they wanted to make you happy. And also, quite selfishly, possibly remove the panic of needing to get you something. They would not want you to be unhappy or stressed about it. And if you are, and they override your feelings, then I would say that would be a toxic relationship to let go of anyway. So often with clients, you find that you keep things for a specific amount of time before letting it go. So you know you're never going to use it, you know you don't want it, but you feel you've got to keep it for a certain amount of time because it was a gift. Why? You're just clogging your house up temporarily until you think it's safe to let it go. Let it go straight away if it's not your thing. So I think we all remember, I mean, most of us are of the generation that, you know, we've binge watched Friends, and it was a bit of a joke that Rachel would always ask for the receipt and you don't buy anything off the list. And that's okay. You know, it's all right to give it back to the person if it was expensive or sentimental. And it's even okay to ask for the receipt So use the reason that you're decluttering. Use the fact that you already have loads already. And, you know, people are usually okay if they don't have to do the sorting out for you. So if they don't have to do the swapping and they don't have to do the changing, they're likely or should be just happy that you're getting something that you actually want. So don't do the whole keep it on show until after they've been to your home and seen it before getting rid of it thing. All that does is prolong your agony. It makes them feel that they've got to say something when they see it. And it makes it awkward later down the line when you've got rid of it and you feel maybe you've got to lie because it's not there and they notice it's not there because you made such a deal of it being there before. So give it away as soon as possible so that someone can really appreciate it and pass on that gift of love and kindness to someone else. So when you do have a gift that you do really want to keep, remove the wrapping, remove the outer packaging as soon as possible and find it a home. And that's a really good time to do a mini declutter. So if you've got some new toiletries, for example, it would be a good time to declutter that, you know, that cabinet or that drawer that the old ones are in and use that as an opportunity to treat yourself to the nice new things. And don't do the whole I'm keeping it for best thing, because best very rarely happens in our lives. And usually by the time we want it for best, it's past its best, or we forget we've got it, or we can't find it when we want it. So don't use the whole save for best thing. Use it now and enjoy it. You've just been given it and you like it. So get to enjoy it. But please do remember that if you're not enjoying it and you don't like it, it's all right to be picky. You know, there are ways to get the message across that it's not your thing, where it doesn't come across as rude or ungrateful. And we need to remember that it's okay to ask for specific things. It's okay to ask for not having certain things and to have your boundaries respected. It doesn't make you a bad person. To be honest, most people that I've dealt with who've put these kind of boundaries in place for their nearest and dearest, the people buying the presents have actually been relieved to have a kind of roadmap of the things that you do want or don't want to make it easier for them to find a nice present for you. So if you can preempt beforehand, so for example, for kids, more toys. Oh my God, so many more toys. There's only so much plastic tat you can deal with. There's only so many books you can have. There's only so many clothes you can deal with. So many toys that make a noise. So many cuddly toys. So, you know, it's okay for say, you know, we'd really like things like membership to places we'd like to go to, or experiences, or things like cinema tickets, or bowling vouchers, or clothes that you know they're going to need, or love, or money, or gift cards towards like the expensive new pair of trainers that by yourself you can't afford, but you know they really want. You know, you can create things like Amazon wish lists, for example. They're really useful. And I know it sometimes feel like it's a bit of a cop-out, but it isn't. It's making life easier for everybody. That's all it is. I realised after decluttering that the things that made me happy and also how to ask for them was that it's rarely the stuff that I want. I have a list literally in front of me and it says gifts for myself. And it's things that I know, for example, my dressing gown's getting really old, getting a bit threadbare, and actually it doesn't make me as happy as it used to. So I know that I want a big, fat, fluffy dressing gown. And that is when I feel like I want a shopping spree and I want a treat, I'm going to go and buy that thing. So, you know, those are the things that I am going to not wait for holidays and Christmases and birthdays and all that kind of stuff. I'm just going to buy it when I feel like it. But for gifts from friends or family, what I'd rather have is things like meet up with my friends and do something rather than be bought something. So treat me to a meal, or, you know, if you can't afford that, let's meet and just buy me a coffee. Well, tea in my case, you know, buy me a piece of cake. That will make me happy, seeing you and doing those things. Like having someone to go out with is a really nice thing for me. So I'd rather spend time with people. And let's face it, isn't this life all about making memories? And aren't memories more important than having more stuff in our homes? So there you go. That's a few things for you to think about. I hope those kind of strategies will help you a little. So until next time, remember, you're not alone. Be kind to yourself. Keep untangling. Thank you. Thanks for joining me for today's episode of Decluttering Untangled. If you found anything that I've said today helpful, please do me a favour, hit that subscribe button or leave me a review. It's like receiving a virtual high five that keeps me going and lets me know that I'm helping real people out there and I'm making a difference. Please remember, you're not alone in this. I'm building a community of fellow untanglers over on Facebook. Just visit the show notes for the link to my free decluttering community. So until next time, remember, you're not alone, you're not lazy, you can untangle your life.